What up, y'all? It's comedian Rodney Perry, and you listen to the Side Effect Radio Show. Side, you off the chain, baby.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the Side Effect Radio Show. I am Side Fox. Thank you for hanging out with me. I know you could be anywhere in the world, but you chose to hang out with me, and for that, I thank you. You can go to thesideeffectradioshow.com and connect with me on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and sign up for the newsletter. You can listen to The Side Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. by calling 657-383-1788. That's 657-383-1788. You can lock that number in so it's 7 o'clock on those days, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can listen to your girl. Okay, today's special guest is entrepreneur, business coach, author, speaker, Miss Ronnie Brown. Ronnie says success is no accident. If you want to achieve amazing things and build a successful business, you have to do it on purpose, day in, day out. And Miss Ronnie Brown is going to tell us how she achieved that very success right here, right now on the Side Effect Radio Show. So don't go nowhere because we'll be right back with entrepreneur, businesswoman, mogul, mom, millionaire, Ronnie Brown. Smear campaigns, mudslinging, twistings of the truth. Why do politicians resort to such underhanded tactics? Do they think it really helps their campaign? They're ugly, uncalled for, and deceitful. You want our vote? Then focus on the issues that affect us all. This election season, advocate for a clean election process, paid for by the Committee for Cleaner Elections. Welcome to the Side Effect Radio Show, Ronnie. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you all.
Ronnie, you went from a janitor to a mogul. How did it all begin?
Well, I would say that it began when I was 16 years old. I became a teen mom, and I was in high school. And when I got pregnant, everyone told me that I would fail, that I had ruined my future, that I would never be successful. And I decided to take that and make sure that I showed everyone that that would not be the case and that would not be the situation when it came to my life. I started working. By the time I was 19 years old, I was working as a janitor at Georgetown University Hospital, mopping floors, changing beds, cleaning toilets, and just really interacting with the patient staff.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I was 25 years old, I was a mom of three. And by this time, I was really stressed out. I was overwhelmed. But I had never had a thought in my mind to ever give up. I continued to work. I continued to push hard. And getting into corporate jobs, and I started to work at law firms and things of that nature. And I decided that I was tired. You ever get to the place in your life where you're tired of doing something that you know you're not called to do? I knew that my calling was to empower women just like me who had gotten to a place in their life where they wanted something different, where they were tired of being stressed out, where they were tired of being broke. And I had got fired from my last job. And I said, I will not be fired from another job again. And I want to start operating in my calling and what I wanted to do. And I've always been very passionate about glam and beauty and wellness and fashion and just empowering women to be their best. And I said, I want to create something that can allow me to do that. At this time, I was working in a legal department for a law firm, and my daughter got sick. And these days, it is just so difficult when you have multiple children. You have to go to doctor's appointments, mm-hmm. and you get to a place where every time you turn around, you're getting laid off, right?
Right.
That was me. They had no concern when it came to, like, my children being sick and things of that nature. So I got called in the office, and I was told that it's been great. They appreciated my time and everything that I had did, and they told me that they wished me the best. And by this time, I can probably count on my hand how many jobs I had lost. My resume started to look like a rap sheet, okay? It was crazy. But I said no more. I think the day that I went home and I had to look in the eyes of my kids,
yeah.
and put a fake smile on, not knowing how I was going to pay my bills that month, it was the day that I woke up. Mm-hmm. And I made a promise to myself that I would never allow anyone else to control my income, and I would start creating some income for myself. And that's exactly what I did. I had about $300 to my name, and I went to work. I started building my business. I started to build my brand. I started doing vending events, and I started getting my business in front of as many people as I could.
At what point did you get past the fear of just jumping out and taking that chance? Because a lot of us have the same dreams and aspirations as you have actually done and have been successful, but ultimately sometimes fear keeps us bound. What did you do to keep it pushing?
Well, I think I did a few things. I looked at my life, and this is something that I share with a lot of people. You have to look at your life, you all. Look at your life and pay attention to where you are right now. I want everyone to think about that. Pay attention to where you are right now. If you take a step out on faith and you decide to do something that could better your life, you can't go anywhere but up.
Mm.
You can't go anywhere but up. And guess what? Even if you take that step and it doesn't work, guess what? You're just going to fall back down to where you started, right? You're not going to fall beneath that.
Right.
You're not going to fall below where you started. You're just going to fall back where you started. So you're not taking a loss. You can increase your life through stepping out on faith and moving forward. You can never decrease it. So I looked at that. I said, hey, I'm broke. I have a few $100 to my name. I'm a mom. I'm a single mom. I don't have a college degree. All the odds are against me. How much more can I fail? I can't go any lower than this,
You're right.
So that's all I can do is try to move up in life. And that was what got me over that hump. Looking at where I was living, how I was living, not being able to pay my bills, not knowing how my children were going to eat at night, that got me past the fear.
What was the actual time frame from when you decided to take a leap of faith and when you actually was finally seeing some success?
Well, the way I kind of rate my success is different from the way a lot of people rate success these days. And this is a big, big thing with us, people who are dreamers, people who want more in their lives. Some of us only rate success according to currency, right?
Mm-hmm.
According to profit, according to how much money you're making. And I look at success a little different. My success doesn't only kind of weigh against money. It weighs more against prosperity. It mm-hmm. weighs more against growth. It weighs more against personal development. It weighs against me stepping over some fears, taking some risks. That is how I weighed my success. So as far as seeing growth, I saw growth in my business within my first 6 months. Why did I see growth? Because at one point in time in my life, I was afraid to talk to people about my dreams and what I wanted to do because I knew that they were going to laugh at me because they didn't see my vision. But guess what? I got over that. So to me, that's one check off. I'm prospering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer afraid. Then the next month, I sold something, and guess what? I made a $10 profit. Guess what? That's another goal for me that I had on my goal list.
Wow.
I was prospering right then and there. The next month, I turned around, and I had people who wanted to have me attend an event and showcase my business and showcase my product line. Guess what? That's prosperity in my book, because 3 months ago, I had no one that was even interested in my business. So my level of prosperity and success, it didn't measure up with money. So, yes, I saw some profit. Yes, my customer base started to grow. That is the way I measured my success. So I would say within my first 6 months, and that's how I encourage everyone to measure their success, because these days I think people say, hey, if I'm not a millionaire in a year or I'm not a millionaire in 6 months, my business isn't growing. But if you're growing, your business is actually growing as well.
How did you waver through the rejections and disappointments along the way?
Well, I think that I stood on faith. That's the biggest thing for me. My faith was everything. And I knew that if I kept going, nothing could stop me. Rejection is the best strengthening tool that you could ever experience in your life. It's like weights. The more you stretch, I believe that people telling you no and telling you that they're not interested, it's like a workout. It's stretching you. And the more rejection you get, the less it hurts you. And you begin to build up that muscle, and you just keep going because the rejection just gets you prepared. You learn different ways to talk to people. Mm-hmm. You learn different ways to go around that rejection. And one no doesn't mean no for forever. It just means that that person is interested. I started, when people started telling me no, I started asking them, well, do you know anyone
right.
that may be interested in something like this?
Right.
Give me a few numbers.
Yeah,
you know, if I can't help you, give me some people in your family that I may be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I did. Rejection, I got past that quick. I've been rejected my entire life, so got to get past that.
I read that it took you 2 years to make seven figures. Did you do that by creating your own business, or did you invest in other businesses?
Well, I have a variety of different businesses, all the things that I love to do, okay? So this is really fun for me because I woke up one day and I said, I will only do the things that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends asked me, well, Ronnie, what are the things that you love to do? I said, I only want to empower women and empower people to be their best self. And I want to show them that if they have a dream, they can turn it into that profit and make profit from it, right?
Right.
And I said, I also want to get paid to dress up, look fabulous, be healthy, and live my life. So that's exactly what I started to do. I got into direct sales, business, marketing, beauty, and wellness. That was the first thing. I also opened a clothing line called HHHG Lux, which is fashion for the savvy and sophisticated women. Mm-hmm. And we actually take a portion of the proceeds and we help women who are in the startup phases of their businesses. We give them the startup funds to get their businesses off the ground. I launched my nonprofit organization. And I decided that I knew that I can only be successful if I give back to people. So in every area of business that I have going on, we make sure that we give back, okay? So we take the profits from the nonprofit every quarter. We give up startup funds to women who are trying to start their businesses as well. In
mm-hmm.
addition to that, we give funds to teen moms because that was me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is my heart. In addition to that, we have a professional women's organization called High Heels, High Goals, and it's literally a global hub for women to become a part of and connect with other women, give them support, give them tips. We do events where we meet up. We give tips on how to grow your business. We talk about things that people don't want to talk about, like being married and running a business, being a mom and running a business, being a single mom, dealing with heartbreak and trying to maintain a business at the same time, just things that people don't want to talk about anymore, and we're there to say, hey, we've done it, and we can help you as well.
The cons. What are some of the cons that you encountered while, you know, running your own business, and how did you overcome them?
Well, I think that some of the biggest things that you're going to deal with in business that will definitely touch you back are people. You know, you deal with so many types of people when you are in the world of entrepreneurship, and it's like you have to become a psychologist almost. You have to be a counselor, and I think that is one of the biggest things that people will face as an entrepreneur is learning different personality traits,
mm-hmm.
learning how to interact with different people, learning how to build a successful team, because I don't care how talented you are, you can't do anything by yourself.
Yeah.
I am nothing without my team. I know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've run this entire business by myself. And, yeah, I could barely pay myself when I was doing that. So you learn the power of people. You learn how to recognize people. You learn how to be a friend to them. You learn how to be a business partner to them. You learn how to understand them. And you learn that sometimes you just won't understand people. And you can't do business with everyone. So I think the biggest thing is learning people. That is the biggest thing that you will face. Also, one of the biggest things that you will face is realizing that being an entrepreneur, you are not in a microwave world. I think that we are in a day and time where social media allows us to compare our current place with everyone else.
Yeah.
And we're measuring our success photos and things that are not even really what they appear to be.
Right.
And it creates an insecurity deep down within us, and it makes us measure our success up against these people that are living fantasy lives online. Mm-hmm. We are at a day and age where everything looks fabulous on the internet.
Preach.
Everyone looks successful on the internet.
Absolutely.
But you don't really know. You don't really know where people are in their businesses. And a lot of people have these amazing dreams. And they look at those people and they're crushed. They look at those people and they're defeated. And honestly, you don't even really know where those people are in their business. You don't even know if their business is creating revenue. You don't even know if the business is successful. And my encouragement to everyone who is listening to this to make sure that you are not becoming that person. And that you are not measuring yourself up against these fantasy people online. In addition to that, that you are not in a microwave world where you expect to be a millionaire overnight. Because it's not going to happen. It takes work. It takes sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
It takes all those things. And it definitely takes time. A lot of time.
Now, you're also a business coach. For someone to come to you wanting your services, what can they expect being coached by you?
They can expect someone who is going to give them realistic advice. I definitely, I'm really big on finding out a few things when people come and work with me. The first thing is, why are you doing this? Because I believe if your passion isn't tied to it and you're only in it for the money, then you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is finding out if there is a need for what you're doing. I think so many business owners are so quick to put things out there that they want, and they don't take the time to find out if this is actually what other people want. And if there is a demand with it. You know, for example, I looked at Starbucks recently. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but Starbucks has always been known for coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coffee. That's what you know it for. That's their brand.
Right.
Well, recently, they decided to add wine in small plates to their services. And they now, in some areas, they open until 11 o'clock at night. Well, let's talk about why they did that. They did that because so many of their customers were putting in requests for them to serve alcohol. Serve more than just coffee. Also, for them to stay open later because people love the ambiance. They got into a work mode when they were there, and they catered to the customer because of the demand was there. But when we go and we open businesses before we know that the demand is present, we fail. But another thing is, I let them know that it doesn't happen overnight. We set goals.
Mm-hmm.
Goals are so important when building a business. In addition to that, we build our businesses and our brands in stages. Social media is another thing. We are at the day in an age where if you aren't on social media, you're in a cave somewhere and hair is growing all over you.
Right.
You know, people are reluctant to sometimes starting a social media page, but we show them how important social media marketing is. We have people building six-figure businesses on social media. Remember the day and time when you can only build a business through advertisement?
Exactly.
Paid advertisement? You could sit there and build a successful business free on social media. So these are some of the things that people can expect working with me.
Now, you have a, as I'm reading, Ambush Brandover. Tell us about that.
Well, that's my fine side. I love to kind of make people over. So a lot of women come to me and they're like, Ronnie, you know, I've been working in these big jeans, oversized T-shirts, and I'm buried in work, and I really need to get myself back. And what we do is we find out what their personality type is. I love to get some items for them from hhhdeluxe.com, which is our boutique. And we find things and looks that can fit them. And we make them over. We give them new looks, fine hair and makeup and things that are great for them, very natural. And we put them in a place where they can start feeling confident again.
Nice.
And women absolutely love it. I say, if you're feeling down and you're feeling out, go get a makeover, take some photos, and get your confidence together. And that's exactly what we do. So I call it an ambush brand over, because it's a complete package from the look to your branding,
mm-hmm.
and how to definitely put yourself out there on a consistent way as a professional and an entrepreneur.
Now, how can everybody connect with you?
Social media. I absolutely love social media. Thank God for social media,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
It has allowed me to connect with so many women all over the world,
yeah.
Okay? Amazing. So I am on Instagram. My Instagram is Miss Ronnie. That's MSRONNE. I am also on Periscope. I absolutely love Periscope because it allows me to interact with people and
mm-hmm.
for them to see me live and ask me questions, and I'm always giving away free business tips. So they can find me there. My username and handle is the same. It's Miss Ronnie, MSRONNE. And my Facebook is Keeping Up with Ronnie B. Also, they can check on my website, which is ronnieb.com, and I don't have an I in my name. So it's ronneb.com.
Okay. All right. Well, Miss Ronnie Brown, I thank you. Thank you for coming on the Side Effect Radio Show and sharing such incredible tips with us, because there's a lot of people out there that are stuck and they don't know what to do, how to move forward in realizing the dreams that they have. And I know this will be a step closer to helping them achieve some of the goals that they're wanting to. And thank you so much for sharing these tips.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. And I want you to pursue those dreams that you were talking about that you wanted to check off your list. And make sure you check us out at highheelsighgoals.com as well, okay?
Oh, you know I'm already locked in on it. I'm already on it. I'm already on the site. So thank you so much, and you're welcome back. Whatever you have going on, you're always welcome back on the Side Effect Radio Show to share what other projects that you're working on.
Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to working with you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am Psy Fox. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did and you were inspired. Don't forget to check out my website, www.thepsyeffectradioshow.com. And remember, you can catch me here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next time, continue to spread peace and love.